Hey gang, Happy New Year, and welcome to another exciting episode, another exciting year of National Bugle Radio. I started National Bugle Radio, I guess, back in the summer of 2016, in the wake of having substituted for Farron Schoaf's show, the alternative media, while he was off doing other important things in the spring of 2016. And I started it off as almost exclusively an interview show. It was on YouTube. I do about one a week. And then Farron started having my weekly podcast, my interview podcast, featured on the third hour of his show when it was a Saturday night show. And that was fun. It was a lot of work. It's a lot of work doing an interview show, and especially the pre-recorded, edited type that I was doing. But I think you get very good results. And I do interviews, as you've noticed. I have Mark Collette on as a regular guest. I sometimes have other guests for recorded or for live interviews. Sometimes I lecture, but I tend to invite people also to call in. Now, I do, as a call-in show, I do Stormfront Radio on another network. And, of course, I'm really a substitute there as well. The format was predetermined. And call-in shows can be valuable. The callers often contribute interesting information and unique perspectives. But honestly, when I think of my own particular listening habits, I'm not saying viewing habits, I don't watch that much, but listening or viewing habits, my own information consumption, the programs I like, or the podcasts, what have you, that I like, I like lectures, personally. If there's somebody interesting in an interesting topic, I like lectures. I like interviews, if it's a good interviewer. I never really listened a whole lot to call-in shows, and maybe it shows. Maybe it shows when I'm handling the calls. On Friday, I had some calls that, frankly, aren't the type of thing I want to talk about. I think that the opportunity I have on RBN to reach out to the RBN audience is extremely valuable. I'm very, very thankful for it. But of course, there's things I want to do with the show. There are topics I want to talk about. And while I value the input from callers, I want to keep this show moving in the direction that I want it to go in. We had calls on Friday that were not in that direction. I know there are people who have all sorts of ideas about what's causing our trouble and all sorts of ideas of how to extract ourselves from the trouble, all sorts of ideas about what's really going on. Now, my listeners know that I tend to concentrate on what I call the Jewish power structure. And it's not as if I think the Jewish power is the entirety of our problem. It's not at the root of everything. I do think it is the biggest power that opposes us. There's other cabals out there. There's other sources, power sources. There's other actors out there that are creating problems. And, you know, sometimes I talk about things. When we're talking about North Korea at this point, I don't think it's primarily the Jewish power structure that's pushing us in a direction of war with North Korea. Although, there's some of that. I don't think the Jews are the primary source of that. There are all sorts of other things that are at work. But If you study martial arts, for instance, and you study multiple attackers, if you're being attacked by multiple opponents, who do you take on first? Because you can't take everybody on at once. You take on the strongest one first. You take on the leader first, if you can identify the leader. You take on the biggest, strongest. You take on the leader. The biggest source that biggest problem we face right now is this Jewish power structure. That's why I'm concentrated on it. Now, on Friday, I had a caller who said, no, the biggest threat is Satanists who drink human blood or engage in rituals. Some people might think that, and there are programs out there, there are sources out there. You know, if that's what you're interested in, you're not going to find that here. I don't want to hang up on people. I don't want to shut people down if that's what they think. But that's not what I want to do with the show. I want to concentrate on the issues that I think are where we should be devoting our attention to. And, you know, are there Satanists out there? Or are there satanic rituals? There probably are. One thing is, and, you know, I've talked about this with Benjamin Fulford on one of our podcasts last summer. He's a journalist. He's an investigative journalist. And he meets people. He has secret sources, unnamed sources. And I know he meets a lot of people. And he says things and talks about things that are secret, if you don't go there yourself, you really can't know about them. You have to rely on other people. And I'm an academic, and I use open sources. I use sources that can be, what academics do with research is you try to do research that can be replicated, that other people can confirm it themselves. You know, now you often hear in the movement admonishments, go do your research, go study, you know, you do your research, which typically means go read the same websites that I've been reading. That's not the way academics are trained, and if you don't like that, you know, I'm sorry, I am a trained academic. The sources that an academic wants to use are not the sources that we believe, it's the sources that our readers believe, right? If that's why, you take David Duke, who would make a very good professional academic, he's got a PhD, why does he always quote the New York Times, the Washington Post, David Brooks, Stephen Steinlight, Joel Stein of the Los Angeles Times, Ben Stein, why does he quote leading Jewish sources when he's talking about Jewish power? Because that is what his skeptics, those are sources that his skeptics would believe. So to go, you know, now Kevin MacDonald does great, great research. To quote Kevin MacDonald, is tough. You know, when David Duke wrote his book, a lot of what he did, he quoted a lot of the same sources that Kevin MacDonald did. There was a reason for that. It wasn't plagiarism. It was because the sources that Kevin MacDonald used were sources that would be influential, that would be persuasive to the audience. Kevin MacDonald knew what David Duke was doing. And also David Duke didn't really want to, at the time he wrote those books, didn't want to give Kevin MacDonald the additional problem of being widely quoted in David Duke's books. It wouldn't have done Kevin MacDonald any favor. The two of them are friends. This is what you do. You go for sources that your readers are going to believe. And this is, you know, this is something that people need to learn. If you're preaching to the choir, it's one thing. To cite so-and-so that nobody's ever heard of, that might be fine, but, you know, this is not what academics do. Academics try to use sources that are persuasive to their audience, not sources that are persuasive to themselves. And that's very important. And, frankly, without going to secret sources and things I've never heard of and have no way of verifying, I don't see Satanism as being a very major force that we're fighting against. And that's how I feel. If you feel that way, then there's other things you can do. I've got the priorities. I've got what I want to do. I'm not trying to be insulting at all, because I think all the people who call have been very, very intelligent. It's intelligent to say there's something wrong with the narrative we're being fed. There's something wrong with what's going on. There's something very, very wrong with what's going on, and I've got to find out the truth. And that is a very intelligent thing to do. So the fact that people aren't reaching the same conclusions I am doesn't mean that I don't respect these people's intellects. We had a call from someone who is very alarmed at the massive demographic changes that are going on that are completely incompatible in the long term with the continuation of civilization as we know it. And I share that opinion. Now, the caller was advocating for certain policies that I would not advocate for. The way I look at it, for instance, is here we are in the United States with the white traditional European majority under demographic threat. And so we're down to 60-something percent. In Europe, most of the countries you're talking about, you know, like England's still 80% or whatever, white English, and, you know, France the same. They haven't gone down as far down the road as we have. The only thing that stops us from rectifying the situation is a lack of awakening, a lack of determination. It's just like when you have a small child who is completely manipulating the parent. And the parent doesn't need to be manipulated. The parent is big enough and strong enough that the parent can impose his will on the small child without smacking the kid, without beating the kid. And this is where we're at now. It's an intolerable situation we have. And we were tricked, we were manipulated. But if we're awake, we just have to stand up and not let the child manipulate us anymore. We've got the strength to do this without resorting to smacking the kid, to beating the kid. We can do it. We did it. Look how, I mean, electing President Donald Trump, if nothing else, proved that we can still do these things. Donald Trump is certainly not the be-all and end-all. I do think he's on our side, and I think he creates a whole bunch of opportunities for us. I think he's going to transform the judiciary, which is something that is not, we're not going to recognize fully at first, but he's appointing so many appellate court level judges. He's going to transform the judiciary, and there's a learning curve here. And if he doesn't get completely sabotaged, if he doesn't get undermined, if he doesn't get distracted with, he's got all these neocons in the administration who are going to be pushing for war with North Korea, war with Iran, and really the neocons aren't necessarily the ones pushing for war with North Korea. That could be really from another source. But having said all this, our people, our European white people, we have to realize that part of the reason we got into this trouble in the first place was through altruism. And you're not going to appeal to people's who got in trouble due to altruism in the first place by talk of genocide, by talk of war crimes. I can understand fully the level of desperation that a lot of people are feeling. The frustration. Boy, am I frustrated. But this kind of talk, it's not necessary, and it's really not helpful. It's not helpful. It's not necessary. You know, if your back was really, really up against the wall, you can make a case for it. Our back is not up against the wall. We have all of these power resources, and so it is wrong. It's wrong. It's morally wrong to talk about these things. if you're in a situation where it's really do or die, it's your life or their life, that's a different matter. We're not there yet. We're nowhere near there. You know, we are in a situation where we can turn it around just by willing it so. We've got to concentrate our efforts on getting people to understand that. I fully understand people's frustrations. I understand the level of desperation some people have, but this is what I want to do with my show. My show is about awakening people. That's what it's about. We also had a caller who seemed to be implying that the Earth was flat, not round, not a globe. I love astronomy. I love astrophysics. I love science. We could do a show on this. I don't know if... Maybe I will, too. But here's the thing. You were talking about vacuums and pressurized atmospheres. Remember, there's also gravity involved. And if a gas molecule is not reaching escape velocity, it's not going to escape. Now, a lot of molecules have reached escape velocity and have escaped. Okay, our hydrogen and our helium in our primordial atmosphere escaped because they reached escape velocity. They reach escape velocity at the same heat that oxygen or nitrogen would not reach that velocity because the molecules have so much less mass that at the same heat and under the same pressure conditions, their vibrations, which what molecules do in a gas, vibrate back and forth, are going to be much faster. And they reach escape velocity. We've lost our hydrogen. We've lost our helium. We have not lost the oxygen or the nitrogen, say nothing of carbon dioxide or H2O, argon, or any of these other heavier elements of our atmosphere. The back and forth movement due to heat gave some of them enough velocity to escape our atmosphere. That didn't happen with Jupiter and the bigger planets out there. They have more gravity, being more massive and being farther away from the sun, get less heat from the sun. We can talk about that some other time. Okay, now we only have a minute or so before the break. And moving into this year, there's something new I'd like to do. We have, between our first and second breaks, we have a segment that is roughly, what would it be? 6 minutes, 45 seconds, 6.5 minutes. I'm going to, at least on some of the shows, use that second segment to do a little summary of news, a news summary. We'll see how it goes. If you all like it, then fine. I'm going to be quoting from one of my two websites that are always under development, but this will help focus my energy on making them good websites. One is a news amalgamation site, nationalbugle.com. I've had this under the works for over 20 years, and it should have gotten the audience that Drudge got. And then the other is Zaya Watch. So we'll get to that after the break.
Work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show, and now I'd like to inaugurate a new segment, and this will be, I don't know if I'll, how often I'm going to do it, but from time to time I'm going to read the news in this segment. This is from my website, ZioWatch.com, that's Zio-Watch.com, and it does concentrate on Zionist-linked news. So, let's start it off. From the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Netanyahu, IDF has attacked 40 Hamas targets in Gaza in recent weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shot back at critics who said his government has failed to take action to stop rocket fire from Gaza in southern Israel. Israel views Hamas as responsible for any firing at us from the Gaza Strip. Since we destroyed the terrorist tunnel that penetrated into our territory several weeks ago, the IDF has attacked approximately 40 Hamas targets, including an additional attack by the Air Force last night, Netanyahu said at the start of Sunday's regular cabinet meeting. From Press TV, dozens of civilians killed in new U.S.-led strikes in eastern Syria. A so-called monitoring group says at least a dozen civilians have lost their lives when the U.S.-led coalition purportedly fighting the Daesh Takfiri terrorist group, which would otherwise be known as ISIS, carried out a series of aerial assaults in Syria's eastern province of Deir al-Zour. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is SOHR, reported on Monday that 12 members of a family, including 5 women and the children, were killed in the U.S.-led aerial attacks against civilian areas in Sousa village. The British-based observatory noted that the death toll is expected to rise as some people had been critically wounded in the airstrikes. The London-based Air Wars organization, which tracks civilian deaths in U.S.-led airstrikes, said a total of at least 5,961 civilians have been killed as a result of the attacks in Iraq and Syria. The SOHR reported on November 23rd that 2,759 civilians, including 644 minors and 470 women, had been killed in the U.S.-led aerial attacks against civilian areas in Syria over the past 38 months. From Press TV, Putin says Russia will continue to defend Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will continue to assist Syria in protecting the Arab country's sovereignty. The Kremlin said on Saturday that Putin had conveyed a congratulatory message to the Syrian head of state, Bashar al-Assad, on the occasion of the new year. In that message, Putin stressed that Russia would continue to render every assistance to Syria in the protection of state sovereignty, unity, and territorial integrity, in the promotion of a political settlement process, as well as in efforts to restore the national economy, the Kremlin said. Russia started delivering aerial support for Syrian military operations against rampant extremism in September 2015. From Press TV, U.S. choppers evacuate Daesh commanders from Syria's Deir al-Zour. And again, I want to emphasize, Daesh is ISIS. U.S. helicopters have reportedly evacuated commanders of the ISIS terrorist group from Syria's eastern province of Deir al-Zour to the neighboring province of Hasaka. Syria's official news agency, Sana, citing information received from local residents, reported on Friday that the American helicopters had evacuated ISIS commanders from several districts of Deir al-Zour province on Wednesday, adding that this was the second time the U.S. military evacuated ISIS terrorists. Earlier this week, the Syrian government sent a message to the United Nations accusing the U.S.-led coalition of reaching deals with ISIS and coordinating its actions with the terrorist group's commanders. A senior Russian general says the U.S. has been providing training to the terrorists, such as ISIS elements, in its bases in Syria. From Press TV, Israeli jets, tanks launch fresh attacks against Gaza Strip. Israeli military aircraft and battle tanks have carried out a series of attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip amid rising tensions in the occupied territories over U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize the occupied Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, despite widespread international opposition to the measure. The Israeli assaults hit positions belonging to the Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, east of Tufa district in Gaza City. On December 6th, Trump announced his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and relocate the U.S. embassy from Jerusalem to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. And that concludes our inaugural news segment from ZioWatch.com. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the show. This is National Bugle Radio with your host, Patrick Slattery. In this segment, I want to deal with some major news issues. What a lot of people might have missed over the past several days, what with Kwanzaa and everything, would be that there is a lot of unrest in Iran. I haven't been following it as closely as some of you might have been. There are so-called demonstrations with protesters. I don't have any special information on what's going on. But I do know a great deal about what has gone on in the past, what the United States and Israel do routinely in other countries, including Syria recently, including Ukraine recently. And so I want to give some background. And I think this background information is very important in evaluating the news that's going to be coming out. It's coming out now and going to be coming out. So you've got demonstrations in Tehran and other cities against the government, supposedly over economic policies, over high prices. There's, you know, also calls for the resignation of the supreme ruler, who is Ayatollah Khamenei, who is only the second supreme ruler that the country's known since it instituted its Islamic constitution back in what must have been 1979, I believe, 1978, 79. I believe 79 was the year the Constitution was implemented. The supreme ruler, he was after, he succeeded Khomeini. So this is Khomeini. I'm not a Persian speaker, so I forgive my pronunciation. At any rate, the United States, of course, as many of you know, really the CIA pretty much got its feet wet with the whole coup d'etat business, the whole regime change business in Iran, overthrowing the government of Mohammad Mossadegh. Mossadegh was an economic nationalist prime minister who tried to nationalize the Iranian oil industry, which until then had been under the control of British Petroleum. This was in, he was overthrown in 1953 in the similar style, street demonstrations, general strikes, this type of thing, which we now know were financed and orchestrated by the CIA, by CIA agent Kermit Roosevelt, a grandson of Theodore Roosevelt, and Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., the father of Stormin Norman of the first Gulf War fame. We know now, I mean, you look at Charlottesville, for instance, you look at what's been going on in the United States, really how easy it is for, whether it's the CIA or other dark forces, to pay off people to come and riot, to demonstrate. Look at the Antifa, okay? Look at even Black Lives Matter. So you don't think this could happen? I mean, they do this all the time in other countries. In 1978, when the after the Iranian Revolution in 1978, the Iranian students in favor of the revolution occupied the U.S. Embassy for 444 days, taking several dozen diplomats and employees hostage. Why? Well, because Roosevelt and Schwarzkopf had used the United States Embassy in Tehran as the staging ground, or as the headquarters for their operations. The rationale, the logic, whether you think it was a good move or not, the rationale for occupying the U.S. Embassy was to prevent the embassy from another counter-revolution as they had done in 1953. So this is no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt. I have absolutely no inside information, but I have no doubt that the United States and or Israel, most likely and, are deeply involved in orchestrating this. It comes, what a coincidence, it comes just as the United States and Israel's very transparent attempts to overthrow the
when it comes to fish oil, the breakthrough with the Omega Supreme Pro is that this is a formulation that's gone through a biological process to create product to be a certain percentage of what's known as a monoglyceride. Monoglyceride is what your intestinal cells are going to be able to readily absorb. And so for years, there's always been a discussion as to fish oils and how they're delivered as a triglyceride or ethyl ester. Well, that's literally the starting point for an oil. That's where it is in its natural format. But the body's got to go through an enzymatic process to get it to move to a monoglyceride where your body can utilize it. Well, by using the advantage of the Omega Supreme Pro, you don't have to worry about that. So you get a very, very improved absorption. Science and studies have shown a 3.14 times greater absorption of this material versus just using it as the same material as fish oil that hasn't gone through this biological process. And it's also a very clean material. So this has gone through a what they known as a IFOS certification program. And so from this goes from not only the potency and purity of the product that includes things like heavy metals, rancidification, even radiation aspects and stuff like that. It is all assessed so that you've got the cleanest fish oil, but at the same time, you have the best absorbed fish oil. So these Omega Supreme Pros, these are no wider than a dime. They're literally like half the size of most people's fish oil that they're taking, and they're not even as tall as a dime or anything like that. So they're a very small amount, but they're delivering the equivalency of you taking 1,350 milligrams of fish oil, which would be greater than what we were using with the Omega Supreme product, which was over 900 per capsule. We thought that was great. This is a breakthrough beyond all breakthroughs. It is absolutely one of the most remarkable things, and we can really get those cell membranes to shift quickly because it's so bioavailable into the body. And the Omega Supreme Krill, you know, advantages there is it not only brings a payload of EPA and DHA, but there's a very unique substance that's found in krill, and krill alone is the astaxanthin component. And that astaxanthin has a remarkable effect as an antioxidant.
Yeah. Now, when we look at the overall range of NutriMeds, and again, I keep on recrafting these protocols, which is why I date them. So if I put a date like, you know, March 23rd on a protocol, and I upload it onto the NutriMedical website or make a video, I tell people if a protocol is older than a year, in other words, if it goes before 2016, you know, or you see a product in that you don't recognize because it's like 5 years ago, don't follow it. Just email me and I'll upload the corrected protocol and send you the corrected one by email. I'm actually in many of my videos after the show, like I'll do one today after I do a program with Jim Fetzer reviewing all the latest slide sets that we have. I will review not only the show content, but I go over these protocols and I talk about products. And I say, hey, this is how you use it, and this is how you use these other technologies, and how you even integrate with your specialist doctors in your part of the country or world, and what kinds of tests and other technology is good. I'll even mention, you know, some of the drugs that are still okay, but they're really, you know, you have to live with the side effects. If you're taking things like an ACE receptor blocker, some people are going to get angioedema. There are certain drugs I absolutely say don't ever take. You know, don't take serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You know, take things that are going to restore your neurotransmitter levels, like, you know, believe it or not, Minerals Plus.
Conceivable that this plastic money economy could shift to Bitcoin, and then could there be physical, like, Bitcoin certificates that could go into circulation and replace cash? I don't know, but you know, I'm not predicting
it could be a cryptocurrency that's backed up by a precious metal or something like that. I think that'd be a little bit better.
You could get something like that could happen,
and there's some that's already out there. Not a whole lot. I think BitGold is one of them.
Bitcoin, a futures contract for Bitcoin just started selling this week.
That's right.
And apparently the futures price is higher. It debuted at being higher than the current price. indicating that, people in the futures market expect it to rise, expect Bitcoin to continue to rise. We'll see. Like everybody else, when I first heard about Bitcoin and it was at like $50 or something, I wish I had bought some. But
yeah, hindsight's always 20/20.
Especially when you're talking about financial markets. But on the other hand, you could get into it, you could invest $1,000, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. Which is like that. It's like that with anything, but Bitcoin is particularly volatile.
I don't like the fact that it needs electricity to stick around. It just seems like it's awfully vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, that is a little bit hard to wrap the brain around. And of course, Iceland. It is funny. I mean, Iceland could wind up being basically the de facto monetary capital of the world because it's got such cheap electricity.
Yeah, through all the geothermal.
All the geothermal. What can you do with it? I mean, you can't really export electricity. So all you can do is try to have electricity-intensive industries. You know, build them these industries up that then you can export something of value from it. I mean, they have aluminum smelting plants in Iceland because of the cheap electricity, but Bitcoin is pure electricity. You don't even need the bauxite.
I'd love to go there. I've heard that their language is like one of the hardest to learn.
I wonder. Apparently, it is closer to the language of the Norse gods, so to speak, than any modern Scandinavian language. It seems to be more closely related to the language that was spoken 1,000 or 1,500 years ago. Okay, I'd like to switch gears one last time. And you did have Donald Trump a week ago make the news by recognizing Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people, in his words, and setting up the potential for moving the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, which really just means switching around nameplates on the doors because the buildings are already there. But in one way, okay, the buildings are already there. It really shouldn't have any implication in people's lives. But it really does have an implication in that people in the Arab world are going to freak out. And so you do have a certain amount of demonstrations. You did have this Bangladeshi guy, not an Arab, but a Muslim, who attempted to have this suicide bombing in the subway yesterday, and you have the Hamas in the Gaza Strip setting off bottle rockets at Israel.
Yeah, bottle rockets. I was going to say they call them rockets, and they're like homemade bottle rockets. I don't think they've ever killed anybody with them. Maybe like three or four people.
I do think they've killed one or like less than half a dozen people over the past 16 years or something.
Yeah,
they typically cause no damage, but the Jewish people are very paranoid, and so they freak out, and in retaliation, launch these genocidal attacks. So, what do you see in the news? What's going on
now? I agree with Mahmoud Abbas in relation to us wanting to move our embassy to Jerusalem. He said, I don't know what his quote was, but he said something along the lines that we shouldn't be allowed to moderate any kind of peace talks now because the mask is completely off. And, I mean, I don't know how anybody could disagree with that. We are not neutral. We haven't been.
Well, we never have. Yeah, you're right. The mask is off. We never were neutral. But to be the only country on earth to recognize Jerusalem as the capital.
And we were the first country to recognize Israel as a state too.
Within what, 38 minutes of the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, right. Yeah, under an hour.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing. PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month, and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
In amongst us, like Dr. Duke, who are very sympathetic to the Palestinians. Not that he wants to bring them to the United States or bring them to Europe, but he thinks that they were, you know, abused not just by Israel, but by the rest of the world that Israel has under its thumb. And they're extremely unfairly treated. And then there are those who don't like Muslims or Arabs in general and don't see any reason to extend any sympathy to the Palestinians, and even say that, well, you know, to the extent we should care about Arabs, we should care about the Arabs who have the strength and potential to inflict pain on Israel, like Hamas, Hezbollah does, yeah. Like the Syrians potentially do. But Hamas, like we just mentioned, over all of these years, has only managed to kill just a few people.
Yeah, they're sure scared of Hamas, or not Hamas, Hezbollah, I mean, aren't they?
Yeah, Hezbollah, I mean, even though in terms of numbers of people killed in that 2006 war, there were a lot more Lebanese who were killed. In terms of soldiers, in terms of fighting men, Hezbollah did very, very well.
Yeah. 60,000 troops or so, I believe.
You mean under their command, they have 60,000 troops?
Yeah, about 60,000.
And they have reasonable weaponry and better weapons now than they did before, because they've got
Yeah, they got a lot of missiles. That's why Israel doesn't like it now.
Right, they got these missiles, and in 2006 were able
to... Yeah, they sunk one of their destroyers in
06. Sunk a destroyer, and their missiles, I think, flew as far... I wanted to say as far as Ashkelon. I don't think maybe they didn't go as far as Ashkelon, but they, which is south of Tel Aviv, but they currently probably have the capability of striking pretty much anywhere in Israel. I don't know if they can get into the Negev desert.
They have some of those Chinese designed rocket. I think it's the SAA. I don't know. Maybe not. But some of the Chinese made rockets, I know they have.
Yeah, and so, you know, Israel's freaking out. This is why they tried to destroy Syria, because, you know...
They can barely keep, like, Hamas is almost too much for them at some times. And then they want to take on Hezbollah and then cry when they get their butts kicked. It's kind of funny to see. One thing I don't like, I'll tell you, though, is whenever you see this stuff on the news about Israel, you know, going to war with, especially Palestine, you know that the weapons they're using for these helpless people that we're helping pay for or paying for the most part.
Right, right. Paying for, they can purchase weapons from us at these bargain basement prices because they simply get classified by our military as surplus, and then they go bargain basement prices. And especially, you know, when in the Bush administration, you had this guy named Dov Zakheim, who is the Comptroller General of the Pentagon. He was the financial overseer. And he's a dual citizen, and you know he was just reclassifying these things as surplus left and right. They have this massive arsenal. They have this, not only that, but we have this program where even before they buy the weapons from us, we send the weapons there, and we have these arsenals in Israel. And so whenever Israel needs it, they don't have to buy them in advance. They can just buy them when they are ready to use them. You know, it's a very Jewish thing. So it's that way they don't have to, they can have their money earning interest until they actually need to use the weapons. Not just when they want to own the weapons, but they can buy them right when they want to use the weapons. And I'm sorry to say, it's just so Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We are coming up at the end of the hour. Do you have any final comments?
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.